You and I both know that there is no one you would rather quarantine with than me. I am good for you in every way. Your entire sexual well-being, which is really the same as your well-being. And your mental and physical well-being, all better off because of me. So I want to explain what it's going to be like for you to be quarantined with me, to become my property. Something that you should know about me is I'm always horny. And I'm a taker. So you better learn to become a giver. You'll give to me whenever I want, won't you? You'll be happiest serving me, I think. And the best part about being with me is I will make all of the decisions. All you have to do is exactly what Goddess tells you. You don't mind that, do you? You're gonna be a perfect little pet for me. You see, I love animals, but they're so unpredictable, messy at times. So you are going to be my perfect solution, my perfect, well-behaved pet puppy. Would you like that? Do you want to be a good boy? The first rule, and this might seem very harsh for you, is that you're always on all fours. You don't get to stand in front of me like you're my equal, because you're just not. I'm so fucking hot. Type of girl you've always wanted to fuck. And if you're a really good boy, I might reward you somewhere down the road in a very special way, but don't worry about that right now. Just focus on the rules, what Goddess wants, whatever Goddess wants. I think you'll be very comfortable on all fours. I mean, that does put you closer to my pussy and ass than if you were standing up, right? And isn't that what this is really all about, I'm going to be rubbing my pussy all over your face all the time, just like this, in my panties, through my jeans, underneath my skirt. Always rubbing your face in there and reminding you of who's in charge. That you love this pussy, you're so weak for it, it's okay. As my puppy, I want you sniffing me a lot. Licking too, of course. You look so good down there. And remember, you can give my legs and my calves and my feet unlimited kisses. Everything else, everything above, you have to get permission for, but my cute and strong muscular legs and pretty little feet, you can always kiss. I would love it if you would entertain me like a silly little puppy would too. That means doing some things that are going to be embarrassing for you at times. But it would make me so happy if you would act like a real doggy. Unless I'm doing something important, I would love it if you would just hump my leg. Like when I'm sitting on the couch dangling my legs and reading a magazine. I would love to have my little pet puppy slave humping my leg. I just think it's so cute. So cute how easy you are to control. How much you need me and how easy it is to make you happy. I'm gonna lay you on your back and give you belly rubs while I jerk you. I'm gonna make you stick your little paws in the air. Stick your tongue out like a happy little good boy. And just let me treat you like my little puppy. Let me rub your belly and jerk your cock. Because it's so good for you to come on a schedule for me regularly. I'm going to make sure that you are always horny too. That you always want to come, that you're always being milked. I want you producing lots of testosterone for me. Do you understand me, slave? You are going to have a lot of time on your hands. Because it is your only job now to please me. Everything else is in my pretty little manicured hands. You just keep the boss of the house happy. Make sure that I'm well licked. That you're cuddling with me at night when I can't sleep. That you fetch my slippers for me with your teeth. Anything else that I might desire from you. You are going to be the best companion for me. And I expect you to keep me fully satisfied. Anything that doesn't revolve around me is just a distraction for you. I hope you understand that. You're going to have to focus on me. Like instead of watching TV, you're going to watch my pussy. I'm gonna spread my legs, sit on the couch, and just have you sit inches from my pussy, taking it all in, spacing the fuck out, close enough to feel the heat coming off of it. But remember, you're not allowed to lick it until I say. I'm gonna let my scent take over you and start brainwashing you with it. Just like any good animal. You'll be able to sniff me from afar. You'll know the unique scent of your owner. And of course, you're gonna have a cute little collar on it that says property of Nicole with my name and phone number so you can be returned to me. I want you to be so, so dumb for this cotton candy pussy. I'm gonna let you kiss my pussy lips now, but you can't kiss my pink little hole yet. Just the outside, just my smooth shaved pussy lips. You're going to have to become best friends with them. You're going to talk to them. Gently kiss my little slit. And beg for it to let you inside with your tongue. But only I will decide when you're done begging. For now, I just want you breathing on me, kissing me so close, right between my thighs, all the way, lips pressed up against my pussy. Keep your mouth there. Let me squeeze your head and hold it there, but don't stick your tongue inside me yet. You can't taste me. I'm in charge now, do you understand me? No, you can't hear me anyways. Now lick. Lick me. Stick your tongue in me. Lick me up and down and up and down. Lick my glossy little princess pussy. Liquid sugar pumping into your mouth. You can do this for hours, right? Hours and hours. I want your tongue inside me all the time as a bonding experience for both of us. Sucking on my clit and writing poetry with your tongue for me. That's right, I want you to write love letters on my clit with your tongue. I want you to get on your knees and pray to my ass every morning like it's your God. I'm giving you permission to completely obsess over me. To give all of your sexuality to me. To always tell me yes. Say yes, Nicole, while you eat my pussy. Just do it. The most important rule is you are never allowed to tell me no. You are never allowed to try to be dominant with me. I'll laugh at you. And your face is always, 100% of the time, my chair. It doesn't matter if my girlfriends are over either. Besides, you're always going to be naked and wearing a collar. My girlfriends will definitely see you like that. You don't have any privacy or any secrets anymore, slut. You are going to be the depraved little slave that I know you can be. That would give up anything for my asshole. When we go to bed at night, I think I want your face buried between my cheeks. So you breathe in nothing but my asshole. So it intoxicates you and makes you have dreams about it. Because you idolize my ass. It is like its own entity, its own force. It even has its own magnetic force that pulls you in. You're just drawn to my big, beautiful butt. It's so strong. Well-fed and muscular, so bouncy, big and perfect, soft, perfect pillow for you to bury your face between. I'm gonna let you lie face down in my ass like you're drowning in it. I'll even tie your hands behind your back. So you really have no choice but to accept your place. Straighten out and just lay face first in my goddess ass. That beautiful pussy just inches away. You always stay beneath me at my lower half, respecting the fuck out of me. You want to squirt load after load at my feet, don't you? Show me just how into me you really are. You want to tell me yes, Nicole. Don't you? You want to blindly obey every request I make of you. Even as I demand more and more and more. if I ever let you fuck me, you better be prepared to last a long time. No matter how much you want to come, I know it's going to feel so good. The pleasure of fucking me. While you look at my beautiful face and hear my beautiful voice turned raw and screaming. Yeah, you're going to want to come. But not until I'm ready. I'm going to be so fucking demanding with you. Just remember, women can have multiple orgasms. So you stop when I say it's time to stop, when I'm ready to pass out. I'm a greedy little bitch when it comes to that. I'm very, very demanding sexually. I need to come when I need to come. And when I need to get fucked hard, I need to get fucked hard. I have plenty of dildos that you're gonna have to use on me before I even let you think about doing it to me yourself. You're gonna watch those toys going in and out of me so jealously and clean them all for me and taste me. But you're happy if I'm happy, right? I am very, very generous when it comes to letting you lick my ass and pussy. That's what you really want, isn't it? I only want you to follow your most basic instincts. All of your senses tell you that you want me. First, you feast with your eyes. Then with your nose, and then with your mouth. You naturally find yourself addicted to me. Addicted meaning experiencing me just means that you want more. Hearing my voice only leads to wanting to hear more of my voice. You are so mesmerized already, feeling so good, so self-indulgent. I am the truest indicator of your good taste. And for this year, you are going to quarantine yourself as much as possible with my voice. You're going to give me so much of your cum and become even more enamored with me. And to make sure that you are really connected to me as a good puppy, I'm going to demand that you come at the same time as me. That you get ready to come together and start a new year off, right? To give me your quarantine cum. I get so turned on talking about being in control. I can't help it. Goddess needs to come. You're gonna show me that you can come on command right when I want you to. Say yes, Nicole, when you come. Just say yes, Nicole. Yes, Nicole. Yes, Nicole. Mm-hmm. fuck.